All right, a fast-growing chain of mental health clinics has a new location in Waukesha and envisions new clinics around the area, including another one in Wauwatosa. Kelly Keel is the director of the new Ellie Mental Health Clinic in Waukesha, and Kelly joins us on the line this morning. Kelly, thanks for taking time out of your morning.
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So mental health stigmas, they've really broken down, right? Yet we're still in the Midwest. We're nice people who want to keep things to ourselves. Tell us about some of the economic and just personal factors that make Wisconsin, you know, specifically the Milwaukee area, such an attractive market for your company's expansion.
Sure. Absolutely. So, you know, I would almost argue to say that anywhere in the U.S. is really attractive for expansion. The need is just so high for mental health services and finding access and care. In the U.S., there are actually 350 individuals for every one mental health provider. So that is just a staggering statistic,
yeah.
But more specific to Milwaukee, you know, there's so much segregation. There is so much unmet need here, and there are just a lot of people who are underserved.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at Ellie's business model, which obviously you're offering mm-hmm. therapy, several different types of therapy, specialized programs, mm-hmm. how do you compete with all the online offerings and then just the established clinics?
Sure. Yeah. So it again just kind of comes back to partnering. There's just mm-hmm. such high need that we really just see ourselves as partnering and joining the community and helping. And actually, we get really positive feedback from other professionals as we're opening because they have somewhere to refer and vice versa, you know, when we're looking for a specialized type of care. As far as virtual offerings, you know, I think post-COVID, there's a lot of virtual fatigue. People want to be in person again, and they want to get out of their home, and they want to have a, you know, a pleasant, comfy office space where they can come to and meet in person when possible. So I think having that model where we're able to offer both forms, I think, makes a big difference as well, based mm-hmm. on client preference.
Kelly Keel is the director of the new Ellie Mental Health Clinic in Waukesha, joining us this morning. So, Kelly, as you look at kind of the expansion of Ellie Mental Health, you've gone from a single clinic in 2015 to over 200 across the country now. What are some of those factors other than just the specific need for the therapists?
Sure, as far as the growth.
Yes, correct.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, so Ellie is owned and ran by clinicians all the way up to the CEO. And so I think that the model from the start has been very smart as far as finding work-life balance for clinicians, having really just appropriate work expectations, you know, not inundating clinicians with so many clients that the clinician becomes burned out or can't feel that they're fulfilling the needs of each client.
Mm-hmm.
And so the model is really set up to take care of clinicians first so that they can provide the best care to clients. One other major difference is with Ellie, you know, we really encourage each clinician to really advocate for themselves and see their specialized population. You know, what they're most excited about working with clients on, you know, because that can have a huge variation as opposed to just taking general population. And so getting clients to the right person and encouraging clinicians to get the caseload of the populations that they would like to work with, I think makes a big difference as well.
Kelly Keel, this is the director of the new Ellie Mental Health Clinic in Waukesha. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the franchise model and kind of dive into the economic impact of increased access to mental health services in the greater Milwaukee area. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Giving Tuesday is sponsored by Seniors Helping Seniors of Waukesha. In-home care for seniors by seniors. We're talking with Kelly Keel from Ellie Mental Health in Waukesha. Kelly, again, thanks for taking time this morning. We appreciate it. As you look at kind of the company's model and the acceptance of Medicare and Medicaid and other major insurance payers, how does that affect the competitiveness of your business here in Wisconsin?
Sure. I think that actually makes a really big difference. You know, we run into a lot of, the general community runs into a lot of barriers with insurances being accepted, running into self-pay and unaffordable care. And so being able to, you know, widely offer that we do accept Medicaid, Medicare, and all insurance payers, you know, including we really encourage people to call even if they don't see their insurance listed on our website, because we will go find that insurance and we will get them in network for us. We will contact them and do all the background work so that we're able to panel with as many insurances as possible. And a lot of times that just isn't the case, because it's a lot of background work and a lot of administrative type of work in order to make the contact with insurances.
Yeah. So in terms of innovation around treatment, the company has a innovation hub in Minnesota as you look for new service mm-hmm. lines and new therapies. How do you roll those out nationally, and are they specific to different markets?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So actually, you know, the model is really meant to empower each clinic to sort of make their own decisions and hire, you know, us as directors really see fit clinically. And so when we see a need in a certain area, we definitely target to hire clinicians that have those specialties. So for instance, right now we're seeing a lot of need with children and families. And so we look into expanding, you know, and hiring for play therapists and therapists who specialize in that area, as mm-hmm. well as Spanish speaking. You know, we would love to get someone who's bilingual to meet the needs of the Spanish speaking community as well. So it's really personalized to each clinic.
So the franchise model for people like you really offers that ability to tailor the therapy to the markets and to use different things. Like I'm hearing more and more that humor is being used in treatment philosophies.
Yes.
Is that what you're finding?
Yes, absolutely. That's huge for us here. You know, we down to the signs around the office and the comfortability and just the encouragement to really be authentic, creative, compassionate. And, you know, I really, as a therapist, try to be myself in sessions, and we're all human and we all have our flaws and we all have mental health, right? So
yeah.
Really just being very open and honest about life's journey.
Very good. So what is your, if someone's looking to get help either, you know, personally or as a family or through their place of work, what's your simple suggestion?
Sure. So I would suggest, you know, we have every therapist individually listed on Psychology Today. But even the easier way would just be to Google us, look up Ellie Mental Health Waukesha, and we have no wait list, we have immediate openings, and we've got 6 clinicians excited to meet the community.
All right. And when is the official grand opening of the Waukesha location, Kelly?
Yeah, so we're accepting appointments and clients now, but our big grand opening party, that is on October 26th, and that goes from 11 to 2, and people can come and meet clinicians, do face paint, and have snacks, and just check out our gorgeous brand-new space.
All right, and then in terms of the growth around the area, here maybe Wauwatosa is the next location, and then is it kind of up to the franchise owner then to identify the new opportunities from a marketplace standpoint?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so they kind of can take a look at, you know, economically what's going to make sense from a business standpoint, and then you know, we collaborate together to determine accessibility. You know, we'd love to be in Wauwatosa next with a bus line,
mm-hmm.
Near, you know, closer to a bus line. There's that medical campus over there, and just would love to become newly accessible to a whole new population of people.
Very good. Kelly Keel is with Ellie Mental Health Clinic in Waukesha. Kelly, I appreciate your time this morning, and all the best with the grand opening.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.